And now here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Yet another six people were injured, I think. No, 21 people injured at a Six Flags in New England. Apparently the roller coaster they were on, which was a thing called Superman Ride of Steel, one of the cars failed insofar as being able to stop, slammed into another one. These roller coaster accidents, are they getting more frequent, or is it my imagination? And then maybe it's just because there's more amusement parks. Jeff Dowder with Coaster Riders United, Unite. Is that the name of the organization?
Yeah, it's Coaster Riders Unite.
You guys are serious about roller coasters?
We are, Phil, and thank you for having me on. I guess probably the number one thing I want to say to anybody is that it's a very serious, in our opinion, it's a serious endeavor. I mean, roller coasters are fast, they're high speed, there is a very steep grade of how you go down it, and I don't think there's a day goes by when I get on a roller coaster because it is something I like to do that I don't worry maybe, you know, something could go wrong. It's just the way it is. There's so many roller coasters out there.
What's happening? Is it the equipment?
No, I don't think it's the equipment so much as I think it's just the people riding. I think the people riding coasters right now are not qualified. I think they are ill-equipped to handle what could happen to them in terms of the speed. I have done a lot of extreme sports. I have partaken in, you know, a certain amount of fear conditioning. I think a lot of people with Coaster Riders Unite have done that, and I think we have to start looking at that.
In other words, you have to have experience to ride a roller coaster.
I think you do. And
what kind of extreme sports have you done?
I go to a lot of water parks. I own Hurricane Harbor. I've been down some of the water slides there, Wet and Wild, Raging Waters. Do a lot of water slides. I've also done probably two of the biggest Ferris wheels in the country, which is the Balboa Arcade and also the one at the Santa Monica Pier. I've also had experience on some fairly extreme jungle gyms and also the big yellow slide they have at the church carnivals. I don't know if you've seen those.
Are those, let me just interrupt here, Jeff. Are those the ones where you get on your stomach?
Yeah, they'll give you like a burlap sack or they can give you a rubber mat. And I've gotten air probably, I mean, there's no really official record, but I take air on just about every one of the humps that it goes. I get air.
Jeff Dowder with us from Coast Riders United. He thinks that people who ride roller coasters just need to have more experience because a lot of them are getting injured. Right, Jeff?
Yeah, I mean, accidents on roller coasters, they're going to happen. I think the time has come in conjunction with extreme sports enthusiasts and Coast Riders Unite. We're saying the time has come to limit access to roller coasters to men between the ages of 15 and 35 who can show a valid driver's license, who've had some experience on water slides, or if you've seen a lot of horror movies, that's also, I've seen every Halloween, I've seen all five Halloweens, or I think there's six. I've also seen all the Friday the 13th. I've also seen Exorcist probably about, I don't know, 9, 10 times.
What is that? Fear conditioning?
What is?
Well, you say you've seen all of the Halloweens, you've seen all of Friday the 13th. This is part of the fear conditioning.
That is part of fear conditioning.
What does a horror movie have to do with any of this? I mean, riding a roller coaster.
Well, it's a combination of physical strength and being to withstand being a scared. So anybody's ridden at least a mini bike or has seen all of the Halloweens, it should be allowed to ride in a coaster. Right away, that's going to eliminate people in their 40s because they're going to sue because they got scared on a roller coaster and chickened out.
All right, we're talking about people having been injured by a car that wouldn't stop, though. 20 miles per hour right into the back of them. That's equipment failure. That's not people getting frightened.
Well, but you see, that's just it, Mr. Henry. That's part of the experience. In other words, someone who is experienced at riding roller coasters knows that stuff's going to happen. It's part of the fun of riding a coaster. Bob Nasel, who's part of our organization in Arizona, he's one of the top roller coaster riders. He was on the drop of death at Valley Fair out in Pomona, which has got like a 50-degree drop. Okay, so he's out on this thing. Now, check this out. The belt snaps. The shoulder bar comes unbolted, plus the automatic brake fails. Nasel's hanging on for dear life. I mean, he's grabbing back of the seat in front of him. He came off that ride saying it was the best ride of his life. He did not sue.
And this guy was on a roller coaster where the belt failed, the shoulder bar failed, and the brakes failed.
That's right. He said it was one of the top rides of his life. Probably one of the top, in the top 3, if not 2% of rides that he's also taken on.
And he didn't sue.
Now, we don't sue. We enjoy. And I think a lot of these people who are getting all scared and chickening out and everything like that, they, again, I think it has to do with whether you're equipped to be on it. I think it's dangerous. I think there's not a one of us who rides on a roller coaster that doesn't sort of just look at his palms, sweat a little bit. You know, it could be maybe the last ride of your life. You don't know. You get on and you pray. You know, I'm a Christian. I've always been a Christian. I do pray. I say, you know, the Lord's Prayer, which is Our Father who art in heaven. And then I just let God have his way with me when I get on the coaster.
All right, Jeff Dotter with Coaster Riders Unite, roller coaster enthusiasts who think that these injuries on roller coasters are essentially the fault of the people who are riding them.
Yeah, they're just inexperienced.
Okay, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. I'm curious about this guy who's the belt failed and the shoulder bar failed.
That's right. That's part of the whole, you know, you could have an equipment failure. I mean, Jim Chernil was over here at, he was over at the Dragon Ride parachute drop, which you're dropping 100 feet. Belt gave way, pulley gave way, harnesses snapped. He free fell probably at about 70 miles an hour into a net with harnesses and stuff dropping on him, and he didn't be a scared at all. He wasn't a scared at all. So if you read about Chuck Yeager and them and all the speed limits that they broke.
Chuck Yeager was a test pilot.
Yes, sir, that's correct. If you read about Chuck Yeager and them and all the speed limits they broke, they didn't think about how the jet could blow up. They just thought about getting the job done. And those of us who ride roller coasters, we realize we have a job to do.
What about these people who just want to have a good time? You're talking about having a job to do. I get on a roller coaster with my kids, I just want to have a gas of a time, right?
Well, I mean, you could have a good time on the log ride, man. I mean, the merry-go-round or something like that. I'm saying a coaster is...
Why can't I go on a roller coaster?
I think it's extreme. I think it's radical. Have you been on the California Scream in a California Adventure where the mouse, you go on the loop where Mickey Mouse's head is?
We have been on that, yeah.
Okay. You got to suck it up. I mean, there's no doubt about it. If you see a guy, Chip Kaiser is another guy, Phil, I wanted to mention. Chip Kaiser, I used to look up to him. We've been on the coaster at State Line. We rid Space Mountain 26 times in a row. Threw out there at Superman Escapes at Six Flags at Castaic, and I see them chicken out. And I also did chicken out, too, and I really didn't know, you know, if Chip rides coasters anymore or not, but he chickened out.
Chip Kaiser.
Chip Kaiser chicken out
on what is it called?
On Superman Escapes.
So you chickened out, too.
Well, that's only because my bro had a meltdown in the world of riding radical roller coasters when you know you could die and you rely on the guy next to you. No, I was just scared. Because when you hit the top of a coaster and you look at each other and you go, oh, yeah, yeah, you know, that's the best. But Chip Kaiser...
Okay, we're talking about riding on roller coasters here, okay? We're not flying F-16 jets.
We're not, technically, but it's the same kind of putting yourself into the seat of death, you know?
How do you figure that?
Well, take a look at the people that are getting killed. Are you kidding me? Go ahead, go on Superman's ride. People died or got injured. One guy here got his jaw busted in half. You tell me that's not just as dangerous. And there's a little something that an author by the name of Peter Wolf wrote not too long ago. It's a little book called The Right Stuff. And I think in many ways you must have the right stuff on account of Ride the Head.
What head? Look, I'm...
The Mickey Mouse head over at...
Oh, at California Screaming, okay. There is, you talk about there's a chance of a belt coming loose, a shoulder bar unbolting, the car jumping the tracks.
That's correct. And let me see.
I understand all of that. What I'm talking about is a family having a reasonable expectation of enjoying themselves.
Let me tell you something. When you've done California Screaming, and you've successfully gone through the Mickey Mouse head loop, I'll tell you something, there's no feeling like it. It opens up the envelope. No one without the proper things that I mentioned, driver's license, the right age, skateboard, water slide experience should be allowed on a roller coaster. There's just no way.
Well, I got to tell you something, Jeff. With roller coaster accidents happening, obviously there's going to be a lot more. There's going to be a lot more scrutiny when it comes to the manufacturer of the parts. But I don't think you're going to ever see any amusement park in this country put an age restriction or a driver's license requirement. Having seen a lot of horror movies to go, you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying, but I think you're wrong.
to go on a roller coaster.
I think you're wrong.
Because that would eliminate children. That would eliminate the older people.
Just the people that sue. We got to get the people who sue out of the system. And let's get some hardcore bros in there, some people who are extreme, people who, you know, who are radical. I'll tell you, every one of them yellow slides that I went down, I got air. You tell me you know anybody would do that?
I've never been on one of those slides. And I got to be honest with you, those slides you go down on your belly?
Yeah, at the carnival.
Dude, I got to tell you something. Every time I see one of those, like I send my 9-year-old daughter over to do it. I don't do that.
Yeah, okay, then that's hard. That's not true. Does she get air? Or does she...
I don't know if she gets air. I it doesn't look like that hardcore of a thing, but our number is 1-800-449-8686. I get air on the big yellow slide. We're talking with Jeff Dowder, and basically what he believes is there should be some restrictions, age requirements, driver's license, some experience with extreme sports to ride roller coasters, because there's too many people getting injured. And he thinks only men 15 to 35, he thinks only guys with driver's licenses and guys with the kind of extreme sports experience that he has. Now, he says he's ridden two giant Ferris wheels, he's gone down water slides, and he's gotten air on those big yellow slides at church carnivals. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Got some folks injured on a roller coaster in Massachusetts. This was near Springfield, and it was at a Six Flags park, and it was on a ride called Superman Ride of Steel. And apparently one of the cars, either the brake failed or something like that, and one of the cars ran into the back end of this car. Jeff Dowder with us from Coaster Riders Unite. So that's an equipment, but as I was saying, Jeff, it's an equipment failure, isn't it?
Tell you something, it's equipment failure, but I think anybody who's involved in extreme coaster riding or sports needs to understand. I'm a pro. I don't know if you're familiar, Mr. Henry, with Pirates of the Caribbean. You go through that, and many times you have people who are traumatized a little bit by those pirates because they're scary, they'll yell at you, there's some extreme drops. And that.
Pirates of the Caribbean I've been on, okay?
Yes, sir.
There's no scary pirate on that thing. I mean, I see the pirates yelling.
Well, excuse me, Mr. Henry, but they had a rape scene. They had a rape scene in Pirates of the...
No. They had the pirates were chasing the woman around the well, okay?
That traumatized a great many women. Also, some extreme drops on that ride.
Well, the drops that they... Pirates of the Caribbean?
That's correct.
Well, they got a drop that hits the water.
It certainly does, and what I'm saying is you could tip over. That's... I tell you right now... What I recommend is like a skateboard helmet or a bike helmet or anything.
On Pirates of the Caribbean, I go on that ride all the time. I've been on that ride with my kids. Nobody's ever been hurt on that ride.
First time for everything.
Nobody that I know has ever been hurt on that ride.
First time for everything.
And when you talk about a rape scene, Disney took out that whole pirate chasing the women around the thing.
But there's a first time for everything. If there's a rape on that ride, do you want to take the chance?
I don't understand. You mean a woman being raped on Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yes, sir.
They took the whole woman chasing thing out. What guy is going to rape a woman on Pirates of the Caribbean? What nut would do that?
First time for everything.
Okay, but we're really not talking about that. We're talking about the Superman ride where the brakes... We're talking about roller coasters, right?
Well, we're talking about any kind of extreme ride.
Well, I don't see how that qualifies. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. John, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Well, I have a question. How can you consider something where you're connected to a rail, you're strapped in, and you have no control over what's going on, some 15-year-old kid is controlling it, and he makes you start and stop? How is that extreme?
Ask the people that are in the hospital today, you know? See, that's what I'm saying. Extreme, I think, is when you do take your balls up into your hands. And
okay, let's watch the language, if you don't mind.
I'm sorry, but it's where you have to cinch it up. Every time you get on a coaster, every time I get on a coaster, or like the parachute drop at Knott's Berry Farm, I think we all know.
Well,
What?
How many people are in the hospital right now from roller coasters?
Better question, how many people are dead?
Probably just as many as bass fishing. I don't consider bass fishing an
bass
extreme
fishing?
Sport.
How do you die in bass fishing? Were you eaten by the bass? I don't understand what you mean
equipment
by that.
Failure, your boat fails, and you sink the same way you die on a roller coaster. Neither of them are extreme sports.
Well, but, okay, how many people die? For instance, have you ever done the Big Yellow Slide?
The Big Yellow Slide.
No, the one where you go down on your stomach.
See,
the Big Yellow Slide where I go down on my stomach?
That's
I think I was 7.
Wait, yeah. Did you get air?
I probably got
seven.
Air.
No, man, I doubt it. Not when you're 7.
See, that's
you don't think I got air when I was 7?
I don't think so.
See, that's the ride I send my daughter down.
Do you get... See, the two of you guys are not... Yeah, you can go down the slide. You're bagging air on that thing. I'm just saying 15 to 35-year-old men qualify for roller coaster riding because I believe that in a lot of different ways you're taking your balls up in it.
The pick in the balls line, could you knock that off?
I mean, you're cinching it up.
Okay, it's Mike. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Mike?
Yeah.
Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
You know, just like the other guy was saying, you know, you keep saying you've done extreme sports, you've done extreme sports.
I have.
Everything you... I mean, just getting in your car, you can die. But what you clarify as extreme sports is not an extreme sport.
What?
I'm sorry. I sent my 3-year-old down that yellow slide at the fair, and she catches air.
Catches air, full air, or just like her stomach goes up?
No, she goes airborne.
She's airborne.
She is airborne.
Is she? Okay.
But,
then let me just say something. You got a hell of a kid. I'll tell you something else. Do you put a skateboard helmet on her, or do you any kind of flak jacket or anything like that?
No, I don't do that. I do extreme
flak
sports
jacket.
Myself.
What? Okay. Have you, all right, let me ask you, have you done the teacups at Disneyland at all?
Yes, I have.
Okay, have you seen people vomit on that?
Yes.
I rest my case.
Wait a minute, that's not extreme.
That's not extreme at all.
Right, people are throwing
okay.
up. Oh,
you
they're throwing
what?
Up because
Here,
they're really having a good time, yeah.
You want extreme, I'll tell you what I do on a weekend. You get on a jet ski that goes over 100 miles per hour and start racing them. That's extreme.
What's
that's
the difference
more dangerous.
Between that and going on Space Mountain?
Space Mountain's a ride. Face it, it's
How
a
bad?
Ride.
Space Mountain gets up to about 60 miles per hour, and it's in the dark, so you don't know where you're going to go.
Okay, let's see.
But
you're on a jet ski with no straps on, and you're doing over 100 miles per hour.
Is the sun out?
Is the sun out, yeah.
Okay, you're seeing where you're going.
Well, wait a minute.
But in Space Mountain, you're in space. Theoretically, you're in space. You're not really, but you're in outer space.
You know, I think I speak for everybody who's listening right now. I think you just need to pass that crack pipe on just a little bit longer down the line.
Dude, that's kind of offensive, man.
Well, the guy is making a point that some of the things you're saying, Jeff, when you say that you've done extreme sports because you've been on two of the largest Ferris wheels.
Okay, excuse me, but first of all, do either one of you gentlemen have a fear of heights?
I do.
Okay.
No, I don't.
Okay.
I parachuted.
Do you
I've
go?
Bungee cord jumping. That's extreme.
Have you been
roller
on
roller coasters? Is something you make out with your wife or girlfriend on,
on a roller
when you're
coaster?
A teenager.
Forget it. You can't make out on a roller coaster. Have you been on a Ferris wheel?
Oh, yes, I have.
All right.
I'm sorry. I did go to elementary school.
I think it's fairly radical. And what I'm trying to say is, especially the Viper Drop at Hurricane Harbor, Mr. Henry. That
what is that, a water slide?
It's a very intense water slide, yeah.
Ooh. You know, here in Georgia, we got a ride called, I can't remember what, it's a 75-foot vertical drop straight down.
What's
Would that?
That
be an extreme sport?
Are you strapped in?
Yeah, and you're dangling.
You're dangling?
You're dangling. Your feet are dangling.
Yeah.
Looking down at the ground.
Yeah.
It's like a free fall.
How many,
so
have you seen all of Friday the 13th?
Okay, that's...
You know what? I've seen better. I've seen Faces of Death. Plus, I'm an EMT also part-time.
Okay.
So,
that's
know.
What I'm talking about. You would qualify then.
Oh, I would qualify.
If you've seen Faces of Death.
That's right.
All right.
My girlfriend doesn't like horror movies, but yet she'll get on a roller coaster.
She gets on a roller coaster. She could be one day, she could be the one who gets thrown out of it and up against the wall.
Okay, then that's a mechanical problem, then.
A mechanical problem? I don't know. You got to know what to do if you're getting pitched out of a coaster.
Well, there's not much you can
okay.
do except hold on
Hold
tight.
On for dear life. 1-800-449-8686. Do we need people to qualify to ride roller coasters? Jeff Dowder is with us. It's the Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
With Jeff Dowder here from Coaster Riders Unite. The people injured on roller coasters. Remember, there's a lady thrown off of a roller coaster, another lady that died on the roller coaster not too long ago.
Yeah, that was the woman who had a brain problem or something, because it was so scary, her brain gave out. And what I'm saying is that...
Well, her brain didn't give out. She had an aneurysm of some kind, which is a blood vessel, a blood vessel problem. It's an aneurysm when a blood vessel explodes.
Well, that's what I mean, her brain gave out.
All right, her brain gave out, but you're attributing that to the ride?
To the fear of the ride. Yes, sir, I am. Yes, sir, I am. You get on. That's why that last dude I talked to was very credible, on account of he said he'd seen faces of death five times, and I've seen face of death. I also go on police websites and look at pictures of people who've been in automobile accidents. It gets me ready for, like when I went on Mr. Toad's Wild Ride one time.
Mr. Toad's Wild Ride is at Disneyland. It's for four-year-old kids.
I don't know what you're talking about, because...
What, you go on a police website to look at accident victims so you can cinch it up for Mr. Toad's Wild Ride?
I'll tell you something right now, Mr. Anybody that rides Mr. Toad's Wild Ride without a helmet is all I'm saying.
When I was a four-year-old, I went on Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Without a helmet?
Yeah, without a helmet.
You were taking your ball sack in your hands.
Okay, this language has got to...
I'm very sorry, sir.
It's got to abate. David, you're on The Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Okay. I have just a couple of things to say here. You know
what?
Now, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, I mean...
No, I know it's for four-year-olds. You're going to put a kid on that without a helmet or some kind of protective flak jacketing?
I'm going to put a one-year-old on that without that kind of stuff. I mean, I can't believe this, all right? I'm driving down the road. It's absolutely hilarious how you sound. You're talking about rides. Kids on Disney rides. Do you think a Disney ride, do you think the designers of a Disney ride are going to make a ride that is going to catapult some kid across the state or across Fantasyland?
Hey, some dude, late 1960s, was on the Matterhorn ride. The dude stood up. What do you think happened when they went underneath one of them tunnels?
Yeah, he stood up. You know, it says keep your hands and arms inside the machine there, all right? It's not like he stood up because, part of the ride.
But if he'd been wearing protective helmeting and a flak jacket...
Why do you have to pass out a helmet? Why not just tell the guy to sit down?
And if he'd been wearing that kind of stuff, he still would have died. You were going 30 miles an hour. He was the one that disobeyed the rules, all right?
But you don't deny that a guy could get crushed on the Matterhorn ride.
A guy can get crushed if, and listen to this, if he doesn't follow the rules. There's rules posted up there.
There you go. That's what I call extreme sports.
Oh, my. Okay, look.
What?
Come on.
I mean, how many extreme sports what you do?
Me? I'm not an extreme sports person. I mean, yeah, I'd probably go parachuting, things like that, you know? But, again, that's a choice, all right?
What about a haunted mansion? Okay, all right, you probably don't think that's extreme, but I know four guys that spud mud on that ride.
Okay.
Haunted mansion,
Haunted mansion, that's, kiss your girlfriend because, she's going to get scared by the guy that comes out from behind
you. You said yourself you don't know nothing about no extreme sports, so what would you say? How can you talk to me about it? And the sign didn't say nothing about keeping your head in your car. Only arms and legs, but not your head.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, laugh about it.
Oh,
well,
yeah,
Jeff,
I'm laughing about it.
You got to understand, man. You're talking about extreme sports. I watch extreme sports.
Okay. What happened to you, man?
Okay.
Obviously, a siren went by. I'm watching extreme sports on TV. I see guys sky surfing. I see dudes, canoeing down waterfalls 100 feet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What's the difference between that and getting on the largest Ferris wheel in the western part of the country?
Because a Ferris wheel isn't going to just, kill you or dash you against some rocks.
Hey, dude, what do you think would happen if a Ferris wheel come off of that thing and just started rolling down the pier?
Oh, yeah. That's a good one right there, yeah.
Think about it, man.
Yeah, okay, what's going to happen is this. It's not going to happen because, they check that kind of stuff. And if it does, that's a freak accident,
hey, dude,
all right?
Hey, dude, how many people are getting injured on roller coasters right now? Them 21 people in New England, that lady whose brain exploded on that one ride.
Her brain didn't explode. She had an aneurysm, okay?
All right. The other lady that got pitched out, have you been to Raging Waters?
Okay, hold on. So let's say 21 people did get hurt. Let's say 22 people did get hurt.
Okay.
How many people are riding roller coasters, all right? In a percentage right there, that's like less than 1%. That's a point of a percent, all right, that are getting hurt on roller coasters. And that's not
Hey, man, if I were you, I'd stop talking on the radio and pull over.
I am pulled over. I'm talking on a payphone right now, all right? Now, look.
Where's your car, man? I think somebody took it.
No, my car's right here.
All right, okay. Listen, we got to move on. David, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. A couple of things you said, Mr. Doubter. Number one, you wouldn't put a kid on Mr. Toad's Wild Ride without a helmet. Number two, you also said, I believe, that Haunted Mansion is extreme because you four guys spud mud. I don't know what that is.
Well, I'm just saying in terms of, like, Faces of Death.
Faces of Death? The Haunted Mansion has, like, skeletons, man. It's like going to watch Abbott and Costello meet Frankenstein. Tim, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Helmet and shin guard, I think, for the Toad Ride, at least.
Tim, yes, go ahead.
I'd like to make a point.
Yes, sir.
I was wondering if you have any children, and if you do, when you take them in your car, do you put a flag jacket and a helmet on them?
They do have seat belting at all times required.
Okay, so there's seat belting on roller coasters. What's the difference?
Because if I get into a crash, which is very unlikely, because I have driven, like, I drove SCCA, like amateur racing and dirt track racing, that's one thing. But if a roller coaster leaves the track at 80 miles an hour and sails, like, out onto a freeway, I think you've got a serious, serious problem.
Okay.
Right?
So you're saying that being on a roller coaster is more dangerous than driving on the streets of the United States?
I think so, dude. Your car, when's the last time you went straight up in your car 20 stories and then come straight down at 40? Give me a break, man.
What? You're making
freeway
no sense.
What freeway are you driving on, man?
You would not put your child in a helmet in an automobile, but you would on a stupid ride?
Oh, stupid ride. What freeway are you driving on where your car goes up 45 degrees at a 20-story and then goes upside down? Sure.
What does that have to do with anything?
Yeah,
I'm talking about head-on collision.
No,
you're telling me
I got to put my kid into a helmet in a car. What car goes on a loop in Mickey Mouse's head, man? I just went out on the California Screaming Ride, and the thing goes upside down. I ain't never been in a car, and I've been driving since I was 16, where I go upside down three times. Sorry, man.
Oh, okay. So you're in a head-on collision at 80 miles an hour,
reasoning.
And it's no worse than going upside down on a roller coaster was designed by engineers?
What?
I mean,
what are you talking about?
What am I talking about? Roller coasters and rides are designed by engineers.
What?
Okay, you take your life into your own hands when you go out on the street in an automobile.
In what way?
And yet you won't put your child in a helmet in an automobile, but you want him to put a where?
What? Hello?
Did you hear what I just said?
No, what?
Okay, you're telling me that you want to put your child or whoever in a helmet and a flag jacket on a ride, but you would not put them in a helmet in an automobile on the streets of the United States.
About what?
What do you mean about what?
What are you talking about?
No, what are you talking about?
You're saying that roller coaster is so extreme because you could fly off the track. What are the odds of flying off the track on a roller coaster designed by an engineer versus getting in a collision in your car and dying?
When?
Do you have any idea what the slim odds are of dying on a roller coaster?
What
are you talking? Are you hearing what the guy's saying?
What are you guys talking about, man? I'm saying...
No, he just said...
No, cars are built by engineers, too.
Yep.
See?
Okay.
Yeah, great. Okay.
Yeah, so are gumball machines.
Gotcha,
what's your
man.
Point? I mean...
All right, are you telling me the gumball machines are safe?
You tell me the odds of getting in an accident... On the highway versus on a roller coaster.
The odds?
The odds are of getting hurt on any type of ride at an amusement park is like 1 in 10 million.
Okay, wait a second. You just said something I think we got to back up on. You tell me that a gumball machine's not dangerous, okay? Okay, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, okay. Maybe you're right and maybe you're wrong about it. A gumball machine, what do you mean, oh, my God? What's that supposed to mean?
What state do you live in?
I live in California.
Well, hell, that answers it right there.
What's that supposed to mean?
You make no sense.
Dude,
I mean,
did you do this
to hear yourself?
Dude, I've been sitting here, Mr. Henry.
I agree with the gentleman, this Tim. I don't understand what it is you're saying.
No, what I'm trying to say is, if you put a kid on in the teacup ride at Disney, people puke 3-6 times a day on that. I went on that teacup ride, I puked 3 times. You're telling me that's not extreme?
No, that just makes you a weenie.
I'm a weenie. Oh, okay. All right, man.
I mean,
you can
throw up by eating some bad sushi. What's the what?
Okay, dude. You try the Disneyland teacup ride, and if you spew, I'll be the first guy at your house to say, yeah, is the weenie home or,
Okay.
Okay, yeah. So you're making no sense. You just like to hear yourself talk.
No, I made sense. I made total sense when I said put your kid in a blackjack on Mr.
Okay.
Toad's Wild Ride. And
yeah.
you want your kid to... people are dying on the Mr. Toad Wild Ride.
Let me
nobody has died on Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Well,
did you pay to get into the amusement park?
What?
Did you pay to get into the amusement park?
What?
Okay. Am I not speaking English?
What?
Did you pay money to get into... the amusement park.
I don't know what you mean.
Well, yes or no?
I don't know what you mean.
Okay, did you pay money to go on that ride?
What?
Okay.
The guy's asking you a question about... never mind.
What?
About going on a ride at the amusement park. Did you pay money?
Well, I don't know what you mean.
Money! American money!
What?
What? Did you take money out of your pocket and give it to a lady and she gave you a ticket and you went through a gate? Did you do that?
When?
Okay. I'm 45 minutes into this. I need a drink. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
And now, Phil Hendry.
Most ruthlessly screened talk show in the history of radio, The Phil Hendry Show. We really put people through a ringer when they call this show. There's plenty of people that aren't too dumb for this show, but there's a lot of people too smart for it, and we catch them in the screening process. Had a guy call me here off the air during the break, and he said, are you aware that the guy you got on right now sounds just like the guy? I said, yeah, it's me doing all the voices. And what we have to do is keep reiterating that. It's me. I do all the character voices. I was doing the voice of Jeff Downer there. I was doing the voice of the guest there. And one of the things that I think people say, you see, we're way ahead of a lot of people on this. They say, you know, your voices all sound the same. Well, no kidding. It's not about the voice. It's about the character. We get a call like that from some radio geek, some talk show wannabe, some radio robot wants to call and tell us how the voices all sound the same. Well, we know they all sound the same. It's about the character. It's about the character that we're playing. It doesn't make any difference. It's about what the character is saying and about what he is, you know, the comedy that's involved in it. Not about whether or not you're sitting out there with your ham radio set, man, and a bottle of Pabst Blue Ribbon on your lap. And maybe you just got back from the VA hospital, and, you know, you're just dialing around to see what's on. I mean, nothing against our fine veterans, but generally the people who call with comments like that are in a wheelchair. And anyway, well, I don't know, maybe they're not veterans. Like the guy who called me 10 minutes ago, and he says, there's nothing like the fear of Vietnam. Oh, really? When were you in Vietnam? I was 1971. Really? How old are you? I'm 42. Oh, 42. Let's see, that would make you 12. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686. The point is that this show is a theatrical presentation, and we like to reiterate that every now and again so you know exactly what it is you're listening to, okay? So that we don't befuddle too many people, so you know precisely what it is that you're involved in. And to those of you who are fans of the show and say, you know, if you keep spilling what the show is about and how it's done, Phil, pretty soon you won't have any callers, I can only say to you, trust me. Trust me. Got an email from our webmaster, Bill Kiesling, who says that many of you who have listening posts, many of you who have archive sites, many of you who collect Phil Hendry show material and place it on different websites all over the Internet, many of you were offended by my comments of last Friday when I said I would rather you not put that stuff up because it only serves to divert people away from listening to the radio and onto websites. And while I'm sure you'd like them to listen to your website and listen to your archive page, it doesn't do me any good. And Bill said that you were offended by that because many of you are fans of the show. And I appreciate that. And I understand that you are. And I'm happy that you're fans of the show. And I'm happy you appreciate what it is that we do. But you need to understand something, that when you put my material up on the web, all it does is divert people away from the bread and butter, and that is the radio. As much as you think the internet has enormous influence, it doesn't. Now, you can point out to me that certain things originated on the internet and became widespread throughout the media, and I would challenge you to tell me, other than Lewinsky, what was it? What originated on the internet and became part of the culture, the mass media culture? What? Nothing. What? Can you think of one, Craig? Lewinsky was the one that came off the net, that came off the Drudge, who is, by the way, a huge fan of our show. Probably not anymore, now that he's down in Miami and is on a competing station, isn't he? I don't know what he's doing, but he's living in South Beach. He's hanging out in those mambo bars now, and, you know, he's loosening up. He's finally finding something other than sitting there in front of the net with just a dress shirt on, no underwear, a cup of maybe miso soup, and that goofy hat that he wears, which, by the way, when you're not wearing that hat, Matt, you look just like Clark Kent. So what? Nothing has originated on the internet. And so anyway, the point that I'm trying to make is... It's simply this. It's not a place where a lot of people are finding their information. It's not really a place that a lot of people access. Yes, I know they got a computer, and I know they're all hooked up to the internet, but people are still just listening to the radio and watching the TV. They're not listening to internet broadcasts. And go ahead, keep posting the stuff. I'm not going to let you keep doing it. I appreciate that you're doing it, and I thank you for you being a fan. I'm not going to let you keep doing it. And our website's going to be a subscription-based website, whether or not you think it's a good idea. We're not going to give it away. And what happened was the stuff started getting posted on Napster and all this bullcrap. I don't know what the argument was. To me, it seemed that Napster was pretty basic. The argument around Napster is pretty basic. We're taking stuff that belongs to other people. We're making it available. You can download it. You can record it, and you can circumvent them. You know, actually making a living. No. Ain't gonna happen. Now, I wanted to do a bit here. I was going to tell you guys about all the great restaurants that Marie and I go to, because so many of you responded favorably to the bits that we do, all the crap that we actually buy and use at our house, and I was going to do that with regard to the restaurants. So we'll do that. At a future moment, okay? How about that? 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show here, our number one rated Phil Hendry Show, best of the year 2000 CD. You can order it at 877-616-PHIL or 877-616-7445. And all that money goes to my friend's place, which is only a charity that helps runaway kids on the streets of Hollywood. But you could go to Napster or one of these other sites and just download all the stuff for free, and then the kids don't get any money. You could do that. In fact, I really love you guys who grab our CD, take all of it, put it on your site so nobody has to buy the CD. And maybe that's one of the reasons why we're stuck at $152,000. Because all of you guys that are such big fans of my show, take all my crap, put it on the web, and then nobody's got to buy the CD. Thank you. Thank you very much. Be right back.